Columbia, a Sony Entertainment Picture Company. Top of the Tian Shan Mountains, Uzbekistan. Ominous peaks covered in powdery snow in the greyish twilight.
This is Hilo 1. I have visual confirmation on Hodaddy. Still negative on our bad boy. Repeat, still negative on the pickup. Heading for rendezvous at LZ Alpha Echo.
A lone figure, dressed in a thermal bodysuit, treks across the eerie landscape. He stops, removes his goggles, and looks through a small telescope. Uzbek military detention camp.
All right, where are you, Percy? Come on, come on. Wait a second. There's our turncoat.
As he fumbles for his phone, it drops into the snow.
Whoops.
As he steps towards his phone, the ledge he's standing on breaks away and slips down the side of the mountain, creating a thundering avalanche. Percy is buried under the torrent of snow. Bottom of the Tian Shan Mountains, and there's movement under the snow. The man in the thermal suit answers his phone.
Special Agent Scott.
Mac here. Tell me you found that pilot.
Absolutely. He's right here.
Is he alive?
Alex wiggles a leg that's sticking out of the snow.
Yeah, he's okay.
Don't screw this up, Alex. I want this guy in one piece.
Consider it done.
Alex pulls the leg and drags Percy from under the snow.
You okay?
No, my leg's broken!
At least you got ice on it right away. That should help a lot. Let's get out of here before the Russians get here. Hey, let me ask you something. What'd you do with that plane that you stole? Here they come.
I'm not talking to you. Get me out of here.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Oh! Oh, God!
Okay!
Gundars! I sold the plane to Arnold Gundars. Now get me out of here!
Alex helps him up.
Hurry, the American pilot has escaped. Search the woods. He must be in the woods.
The Russian soldiers search the snowy woods. They spot someone. They head over to their target.
What is this? Stalin's butt. He's tricked us.
Alex is carrying Percy.
You're coming! I got it!
A tank.
No, I don't!
As Alex struggles on through the snow, the tank speeds after him with flames blazing from its cannons. Carrying Percy over his shoulder, he steps ever nearer to a waiting helicopter. At the chopper, while Alex's team fire at the Russians, he places Percy into the craft, only to find he's lifeless. Alex is dragged onto the helicopter, and they take off. Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ladies and gentlemen, now making his way to the ring, really needing no introduction the world over. He is undefeated with 56 wins, no losses. Here is the one and only Kenny.
I say break, you break clean. Watch those punches, keep the punches up high. Remember, I'm fair, but I'm firm.
Yeah, boy, you get ready to have your first Sports Illustrated Cup. You know you're gonna be on it like this.
Yeah, we'll see who looks like that.
Come on, touch him up, touch him up. All right.
Yeah, ooh, she is scary as hell, eh?
Ow, ow.
Kelly Robinson has come up with an exotic new challenge for himself. If he defends his title tonight, he'll do it again Thursday in Budapest, Hungary.
Kelly punches his opponent.
Ooh, you start doing this? I know what that means. I know what this means. I know what this means.
And Barrett is on Queer Street.
You're here to have that, right?
The other fighter skips away.
Kellett got too frustrated because the Red won't fight.
Come here, I'm going to give you a free shot because I ain't going to chase you all around in a minute. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Big shot, just here. Don't be scared, I'm a close man. I bet this.
My Sherry.
Kelly ducks the punch and places one on the chin of his opponent, who sways a little, then crashes to the floor. Kelly raises his gloved hands triumphantly in the air.
Warm up the goulash in Budapest. Kelly Robinson is coming.
Hey, hold, come on, get these shots. Let's go to the street. Jeez.
Columbia Pictures presents I Spy. Kelly is getting a tally tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, 57 and 0, gonna be 58 and 0 in a couple of days. Might as well put infinity on there, cause I ain't never gonna lose.
I know what you're saying, straight up, boss. Better retire soon, gonna run out of space on that arm.
Hey, Jerry, man, letting up, man. You ain't got to be doing all that. You've been my boy for 10 years, man. You got to be blowing smoke up my ass. Get your head out my ass, baby.
Get out the ass,
man. Yeah, seriously, Jerry, that's pathetic, man.
Hey, you've been on the work for 3 years. You keep your head where it's at.
Cool.
Now, about the drawers.
Yeah.
I think I got some drawers your size that's made out of licorice.
Hello, sir. Yes, right. Hold on, sir. Kelly.
Yeah,
it's the president.
Oh, really? The president of the United States. Mr. President, I'm talking to Kelly Robinson. Mr. President.
What's up, homie?
What's happening, baby?
What's going on, dog?
Yeah, it's all good. How you doing?
Fine. Just kicking with Putin.
Hey, GWB, you supposed to call me when the cameras was all on, man.
My bad. Listen, got a mucho hush-hush.
All right.
Here you're going to Budapest. Well, we got a Samui secreto situation.
Really?
America needs your help.
Hey, no problem at all.
Need a little civilian cover.
Well, you got it, baby.
Oh, you won.
All right, I'll talk to you real soon.
I will not forget.
The president want me to do him a favor. Yeah, he said something about America needs me.
What kind of favor? Some kind of top secret mission or something.
Oh, you mean like 007?
Yeah, except only I'm gonna be 009 and a half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what 009 and a half means? Yes, a little innuendo.
So, you're going to Budapest, huh?
Yes, I am. Kind of exciting.
I'm a little nervous, though.
Oh, I'm sure you'll do fine.
No, I know, I will.
Got a kick to it. It's just this is the first chance I've really had to work with Special Agent Rachel Wright.
Rachel, you still hung up on her, huh?
Edna, I'm not hung up on her. I find her interesting and I admire her work. And yeah, there's a certain allure that she has. You know, a blind man can see that.
Well, why don't you tell her?
Well, I will tell her. It's just I get nervous and I end up sounding like an idiot when I...
Whoa, whoa. You want me to tell you how to melt Rachel's heart?
Yeah.
Talk to Carlos.
Whoa, whoa, what does that mean? They had a thing?
2 weeks takeout. She can barely walk.
Rachel and Carlos?
You called, Edna? You're a vision, as always.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Carlos. How was Cuba?
Yes. Adequate.
Oh, adequate, my eye. He single-handedly averted another pay of
papers. No,
no. Come on, yes.
You exaggerate.
Oh, well, I...
You do exaggerate sometimes,
times,
Edna.
Sometimes, yes.
And you,
Alex? How did you fare in the tundra?
You know, I did pretty good. I got selected for a new mission, so obviously everybody was really satisfied.
And the pilot?
The pilot, was able to talk to him, get some valuable information from him. So, successful mission.
Alex, you didn't go and get him killed now, did you?
No. I mean, sort of. I mean, yeah, he's dead. He's dead. What are you going to do?
Let me tell you something, all right, Alex?
Yeah.
You're an excellent agent. Don't let results like this fool you. All right?
Carlos strokes the female agent's chin, and she giggles.
Ah, my God. Be back for my things later.
See, Carlos. La vida loca.
Viva.
Oh, what a phony.
Give anything to go on a 2 week stakeout with that man.
Wait a second. Now, what did you hear happen on a stakeout between him and Rachel? I didn't hear anything.
No. It's not what I heard. It's what I saw. That's what I saw. I saw the look on your face. Every woman recognizes that look.
What's that look?
Look of total satisfaction.
Alex looks disgruntled as Carlos speeds away.
He gets a couple missions in Latin America. All of a sudden, he's a Julio Iglesias. You know, he's from Iowa, by the way. Is this my stuff?
Well, easy. This is Carlos's stuff. This is yours.
Alex takes a phone from Carlos's case.
Where's my monofilament phone to send me? And I didn't get one of these exploding pagers. I don't see one of those.
You got the micro GPS?
Micro?
This is your spy cam.
A very large camera.
This is Carlos's spy cam, and this is my spy cam. Look at the size of this thing. Size matters, but in the spy world, it's reversed. You want people to say, look how small and sexy and sleek this is. Not how huge this is. Look what he just pulled out of pants. It's huge. People will laugh at me if I pull this out. Is that his escape module there?
Yes, it is. I know, everybody wants to be like Carlos.
No, I don't want to be like Carlos, but I can't help noticing that my stuff looks like you get it from Radio Shack in 1972.
Yes, sir.
Alex fills his pockets with Carlos's equipment.
Right away.
All right, we'll finish this later. It's a good start, though.
Kelly Robinson seen here making his typical flamboyant entrance.
Come on, shouldn't this be on the Weather Channel or something?
With a first round knockout of Blake the Blade Lorette. What? 57-0, baby! Kelly Robinson, baby, Blake!
That guy's so annoying.
Everybody hungry for his showdown with the European heavyweight king, Cedric Mills.
I don't think you'll understand how important it is to Kelly Robinson that he be 58-0. I'm 57-0 right now. This man gonna be 58.
That guy is a born jerk.
Cheese, that's right. Take my picture. Cheese. Cheese. Give me right side. Cheese.
Alex. General Tucker, this is Special Agent Alex Scott.
General. Special Agent.
I still love hearing that. I was just a regular agent until a couple weeks ago. And around Christmas, I got promoted to special. Special.
We were just going over the op. We call it the Switchblade. They designed the thing as the first electrochromatic invisible stealth aircraft. But in the hands of the evildoers, it's an untraceable delivery system for weapons of mass destruction. New owner, Arnold Gunders. Boys over at CIA have access to his overseas accounts. The past 5 days, there's been a significant depletion of funds without any reimbursements.
I'll get it back, General.
Give me a minute.
Alex takes a mouthful of hot drink.
You sure we can't use Carlos?
Yeah, they all know. Without plastic surgery, he wouldn't last 5 minutes on this case.
Ah, it's a shame. That Carlos is amazing. This guy... You sure about this, Mac?
You'll get the job done.
Alex comes back into the office.
Shouldn't Rachel be here?
She's already in Budapest setting up the op center. You've worked with her before, right?
Yeah, I have, but not in a stakeout situation.
Well, this mission doesn't call for a stakeout.
Well, wouldn't kill us to keep our options open, I guess.
The European Middleweight Championship is being held in Budapest in 2 days. Gunders is a boxing fanatic. He's throwing a party the night before.
Okay. Classic stakeout scenario, right?
No, Alex. No stakeout. This is more about hacking and tracking. Now, take a look at this guest list.
You gotta be kidding me. This is like a who's who of international bad guys.
Obviously, Gunders is using this party as cover to auction the plane. Your mission is to get into Gunders' palace, find out where the plane is, and stop him from selling it.
Sure, you put all these heavy hitters in one place, and security's gonna be insane.
Exactly. The way we see it, there's only one shot we've got of getting you in there.
Stakeout?
No. We've arranged cover. You'll be working with a civilian to secure entry.
What, a civilian?
Yeah, 57-0, baby. Get ready to be 58-0. You know how Kelly Robinson do.
Sir, just listen to me now. I don't care what General Patton says. We don't need to do it this way. I think if...
I kicked ass all around the world, you know me.
For crying out loud, can we turn this off or change the channel or something? This guy gives me a headache.
Hey, you better watch what come out your mouth next, little blonde-haired surfer boy.
He never shuts up. Now he's lighting into some poor reporter.
No, I ain't talking to a reporter. I'm talking to you. You better watch what's coming out your mouth, boy. You're digging your grave with your tongue now. You're gonna get your ass whipped.
Video conference.
Alex Scott, meet Kelly Robinson.
In a private airport lounge, Alex looks at Kelly on the cover of Sports Illustrated and sighs as a black, extremely stretched limo pulls up on the tarmac.
Oh, it's gotta be him.
The plane waiting nearby is emblazoned with the name Kelly Robinson. When the limo stops, the driver gets out and runs to the back, opening the door. Kelly emerges, followed by a stream of girls.
Kelly, no stretching. Back of the bus. Move everything to the back. Move the camouflage booty to the back of the bus. Come on.
Kelly comes into the lounge.
Hey, I'm Alex Scott. We met yesterday, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine.
Is that your plane?
Hey, no, step away from the man. No autographs today.
It's all right, Jerry. This guy's my new assistant.
Oh, whoa, Kelly, I thought I was your assistant.
Hey, TJ, what'd I tell you? The secret mission, right? Secret mission.
Yeah, the mission man.
Right.
Jerry and TJ head out.
Only it's a good idea to tell him who I am. I think we should try to keep that down.
Hey, man, relax. I ain't no fool. I ain't telling him who you was. I told him that the secret mission was for me to take care of the president's retarded nephew.
Wait a second, what?
Yeah, they think you're a retard, man. Man, look, all you gotta do is get your little drool going, one of them plastic helmets, and zip your jacket up real tight. Get that mentally challenged look. You pull it off.
Yeah, hold on just a second. That's good. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
To the bodyguards.
Excuse me. I'm coming. Too many brothers standing around. Excuse me for a second.
I think we're getting off on the wrong foot here. Like, you're thinking you're going to be the Harlem Globetrotters, and I'm going to be that teen that just stands there and looks like an idiot.
Yeah, but
that's not how it's going to work. We're going to be on the same team. In fact, I'm going to be Metalork Lemon. Now, you can be my Curly Neal. You feed me the ball. Remember Curly?
Yeah, he did all the dribbling.
Yeah.
And you Metalock.
Exactly. I'm pulling down the ref shorts. I'm throwing the pie.
Yeah. You got the bucket of confetti.
Yeah, they think it's water.
And then rubber band on the ball.
Right, doing the.
I like all that.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Metalock, why don't you get me some of this chicken and some of these sodas and some of them jelly beans and get these bags and get your ass on the plane. Metalock.
You remember what he just said to me? He told me that in the situation, he would be Metalock and I'm Curly. What kind of fool is he doing? Curly my ass. I'm Metalock.
Outside, TJ's on the phone.
I'm not Kelly Robinson.
I ain't no Kelly Robinson.
Kelly Robinson don't make his own phone call.
Kelly Robinson don't even call his mama.
Come on now. I'm just trying to confirm the man's reservation.
That's all we need is a room.
That's all I'm talking about.
Don't make me get on that phone.
What the hell does see a secret headled hodgepodge mean? What the hell?
It means of course I speak English, just not to you, sucker.
Guys, I speak Hungarian. Need some help? Okay, yeah.
Lock yourself up.
Your brother can speak Hungarian. See ya.
Hello.
Egan. You guys want the junior suite or the high roller suite?
Real high roller.
Rock ultra.
The cheapest room you've got, in the basement.
Ultra, Kusanam. It's all taken care of.
You get an extra Kusanam?
I'm going to hustle up and get these bags on board. Right. Don't want to get yelled at again.
Yeah, hustle on.
You better watch your job. Rain Man got skills.
The plane's above the clouds.
Kelly just took the stick.
Whoa. I thought he was doing a phone interview.
What interview? The man was napping.
Well, now he's flying the plane? Come on, Kelly. Yeah, excuse me, sir, but there's a lot of stuff for us to go. We're going to be landing.
And didn't you see me turn on the fasten seatbelt light?
No, I didn't see that.
Kelly makes the plane climb suddenly, sending Alex tumbling backwards.
Sit your ass down. When you get up, sit down. Whew. Funny. He's a funny guy. I gotta remember that one. Woo! Hey, when you did the stick up like that, I went flying there. That's a good little trick. Oh, I'm glad you got that out of your system. So back to business. I'm gonna need you at the party at 8.
Hey, you know something, Spy Guy? We about to change the schedule around a little bit. Kenny Robinson will be going to the parties at 8 o'clock, and I ain't about to start now.
Hey, are you going to be referring to yourself in the third person the whole time? Because that can be a little irritating.
Well, it's not going to get irritating until 11 o'clock, because that's when I'm showing up for your little party.
Okay. Excuse me, gents. Okay, I can't risk that. The party could be clearing out by 11.
Hey, look, ain't no party that Kelly Robinson going to be at going to end at 11 o'clock.
You know, that's the type of attitude that can destroy a mission.
You know what can destroy a mission? A lame-ass party that end at 11 o'clock. Let the shit go, man. I ain't going till 11 o'clock, okay? Drop the shit.
Okay. I'll get TJ or Jerry to get me in.
Yeah, go get TJ. He'll help you.
I just hope that the optical diaphanous polyalloy transducers can fit on one of their retinas.
What'd you say? What you got over there?
This right here. It's one of the little things we got for the mission. It's pretty cool. See, it opens up here. See, I put this in my eye. It's a little camera, and then I give this to TJ, and then he's able to see everything I see. It's got a little receiver.
Hey, wait a second. I don't know if I want TJ's eye juices all over something supposed to go in my eye. Maybe I should try that. What you call the polyalloyed what?
Polyalloyed transducers.
Well, the polyalloyed eyeball should be for me. Let me put it in my eye then. Okay, and I put this in my eye.
Yeah, put it in your eye.
And this is some spy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I put this in.
Then I got the camera in my eye.
Okay, now what's gonna happen now?
Can you see anything?
No.
What about now? Hey, I see me.
Look at this.
Hey,
wait,
that's bad. Oh, shouldn't I see the TV? Hey, I'm seeing what you're seeing.
Exactly.
I see me looking at you, looking at me, and I see me. Hey,
Keller Robinson.
Look at this. Put this behind your ear. It's a listening device.
Okay, just stick it back here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in my head. Oh, shit, I like this.
That's the type of thing we're gonna be doing on the mission.
At 11 o'clock.
No, not 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. I already spoke. Keller Robinson has spoke. I said 11, it's 11. It's a dead issue. Let it go. Look at me. Hey, I said 11, goddammit. Get out of my face. That shit is bad. Look at that.
Then give him back.
Yeah, I ain't giving back shit. Take him. That look funny. Look like I'm yelling at me. Take him back, punk. I'm Kelly Robinson, baby. 57-0. I'll kick your ass, baby. That's what it look like when I be whooping somebody's ass. That's scary as hell. That's what they be seeing? That's scary. Kelly. Oh, yeah, that's scary. Look at that move. Come on. Kelly Robinson. Why you staring at me? Do something with your time. Stop staring at me.
Okay, Kelly.
Okay, Kelly. I heard that in my head. You're looking in the cockpit right now.
It's a trip.
Oh, what's our altitude?
Oh, about 37,000 feet.
And what's that? Is that a little Cessna out there on the horizon?
Where?
Hey! Server boy! Seeing this, Kelly? What are you doing?
I'm buying a plane.
Hey, man, wait, get back up. Go make the plane crash.
Fell asleep. You better fly the plane.
Nah, I see what you did. You put that dart in his back. Wake him back up.
Fly, baby. Now fly it.
Wake him up.
You better fly it.
Man, I don't know how to fly no plane. He put it on automatic pilot. Now hold a stick and go up and down. Hey, man, wake him up.
The deal is we go at 8 and I wake the pilot up.
Okay, well, then let the plane crash then. Let it crash.
This is going to be a great ride. You know that ride I just took? Get ready for a great ride.
I'm ready to die, baby. I'm Kelly Robinson. Hey, you think I'm deaf? Deaf? That's how I feel about death. Come on, crash it.
As they hurtle down, Kelly looks at the altimeter.
All right, now this is getting crazy. Wake the man up so we can fly the plane.
Do we have a deal?
Yes, we have a deal. Just wake the man up. Hey, Tina. Tina, whoa.
Don't wake up. We'll be fine.
Oh, so you a pilot this whole time? You just messed with my head,
yeah,
huh?
I can fly a little.
Okay, I see how this is going to be. I ain't coming to no party at 8 o'clock. I told you 11 o'clock. Here's your ass shit.
Hey, be careful with that.
Hey, my ass. And if you broke something in my plane, if something in my plane is broke, if something in my plane is broke.
Budapest, Hungary. A lavish hotel.
You in trouble, TJ.
A tiny basement room.
Oh, God.
Kelly glares at TJ.
Hey, wasn't my fault, man. It's Mission Man.
I'm going back downstairs. No, we in the basement. I'm going upstairs. And y'all got 5 minutes to get my ass into the most expensive suite in this hotel, or else, TJ, or else.
Or else what?
I tell you what, TJ, I don't even know what else, because I don't think good underground, but whatever it is, it's going to be bad, TJ. It's going to be bad. Let me tell you something. You falling off, boy. You falling off. Your ass going to be back in St. Louis frying fish in your father's fish store, boy. Then you mess up one more time again. One more time. I'm waiting for it. Please do it one more. Just please. Please, one more time. One more time, TJ. Please, one more time.
Outside.
Hey, how's the room?
The room is fine. Oh, did I say 11? I meant to say 12. Maybe.
Excuse me. Kelly Robinson? The famous boxer?
Yeah, one and the same, baby.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Hey, all right, calm down. It was a big thrill for you, huh?
Oh, you don't know. I know you from your advertisement for your perfume.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Robinson. TKO.
TKO, that's right, but it's not perfume, it's cologne.
Cologne?
Yeah, perfume is for ladies and sisters. I put out cologne.
Oh, cologne is so stupid.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, tell me.
Do you really wear it?
Well, you tell me.
The young woman smells his neck, then whispers in his ear.
I'd love to go to your room and get your autograph.
Oh, is that right? I really love to, but unfortunately, my room ain't ready yet.
Let's go to mine. It's very, very close.
Hey, wrong.
Excuse me.
No, wrong.
Hey,
wrong.
Come here for a second. Don't you move. What the hell's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Hey,
I'm doing nothing right now. If you look on my arm about 5 minutes, I'm going to go off stream and wax that ass.
Listen to me. For all intents and purposes, you are a spy right now. I can't have you running off some strange Hungarian
woman. Hey, I'm Kelly Robinson, 57, and no, going off with a strange woman is what I do. But you mind your business. Let me go do this thing, okay? Take it easy. Have a good evening, all right?
I guess I'm just jealous.
Well, I can understand you being jealous, but you chose Kelly. Hey, look, I hit it once for you, all right? Good night.
See if she's got a sister.
If she got a sister, I ain't gonna call your ass. It's just gonna be the three of us. I want you to go see the city. It's very nice out tonight. What'd you say your name was?
Are you going to scream it?
Yes, I will scream your name if I know it.
You know, sometimes, you know, I had a couple of situations where...
What happened?
Girl tried to press charges.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, slow it down. I got a lady over here.
The van backs up and armed men jump out.
That's some serious
robbery. Men bundle Kelly into the van, and the young woman gets in the front.
How long have you been working for the United States government?
Oh, I work for the United States of Kelly Robinson.
There was BNS agent on your jet.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who was he?
Hey, man, y'all been reading too many spy novels.
Maybe
man.
We should cut off his penis.
Hmm? Cut off my penis? What's the matter? Now, why would you go straight to cut off his penis?
Who's the agent?
I'm not sure if he's an agent. I told you, I don't
know. I don't know.
He's an agent. I don't know the guy. Hey, okay, listen. He's 5'9". He got blonde hair.
His name?
I'm not sure the guy's name, but he's very annoying. And he's definitely BNS agent. Definitely.
His name?
I'm not sure his name because you got these knives and guns pointing at me, so I'm blocking him. He got one of the white names, Alan or... I'm not...
Take off his pants.
Take off my pants? Why? We can take my pants. Hey, come on. Hey, come on. Hey, please don't cut off Kelly Robinson's penis.
Alex bursts in and starts firing at Kelly's kidnappers. The young woman throws Alex against the wall and bashes the gun away from his hand. He falls to the floor underneath her.
Kelly! Ah, Kelly, shoot her! Shoot her! Kelly, shoot her! Shoot her!
Looking confused, Kelly fires one of the kidnappers' guns.
Did that kill her?
Oh, not yet.
Oh!
No, stop shooting.
What the hell's going
on? I'm sorry. I'm being rude. Special Agent Rachel Wright. Nice to officially meet you.
You're a spy!
Don't tell anyone.
You're all BNS!
It's all BNS!
Big fan, Mr. Robinson. Oh,
crazy way to show
him. Hi, Alex. You been working out?
Yeah, a little. Why?
She's good. Buff.
I'm just doing curls and dips here.
I hope you didn't mind, Kelly, but Alex wanted to test you before we put you in the game.
So this whole thing was a big test?
Yep.
Unbelievable. That was great.
Really?
Really.
Oh, cool.
Guys, excuse us for a second.
Yeah.
Hey, good job.
Nice work. Nice work. Good. I have seen hundreds of agents put through that exercise, and I've never seen it handled so well.
Never.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what?
Kelly Robinson.
It was like your instincts every step of the way were perfect. Give him a little information, but nothing important. Like, he's blonde. He's 5'9". I mean, how many guys fit that description?
Exactly.
Come on. That didn't mean anything. You were never going to name names. You know what you are, my friend? You're a why not guy, as opposed to a why guy.
What's the difference?
A why guy's like, well, why are we going to do this? Why are we going to do that? They're scared. They're afraid to make a decision. They're afraid they might get in trouble, as opposed to a why not guy. There's like roll the dice, man of action.
That's me. Kelly Robinson is a why not kind of
guy. Now, the why not guys, they're like eagles. They don't fly.
They refuse. They crowd. Why not?
Yeah, and that makes sense because the president wouldn't have called me if I wasn't a why not guy.
Exactly.
Let me see everything that's going on with this mission.
Now, Kelly, we got to get you up to speed.
Yeah.
What you're about to hear is a national secret. You see this man? This is Arnold Gundar's premier arms dealer. We believe he has this plane, the Switchblade.
It's a highly sophisticated prototype stolen from the United States government. Switchblade is the next generation of stealth technology. Undetectable to radar, infrared, even the human eye. Our mission is to get it back.
Make a long story short, we can't find it because we can't see it. Here it is with the electrochromatic cloaking device engaged.
Wow, that's like one of those bugs that look like a leaf.
One of the who?
You know, on the Nature Channel, sometimes they have a bug that stays on the branch all day safe because it looks like a leaf, but it don't really look like a leaf. It can make itself look like a leaf, do like a leaf impression, a leafy bug. That's a good name for it. Y'all shouldn't call it the Switchblade. Y'all should call it the Leafy Bug.
Yeah, it's a good idea, right?
I'll pass that on.
Yeah, the Leafy Bug. Oh, 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 man, what? We gotta get going. We gonna be late for the mission. It's almost 8 o'clock. Y'all owe me for one bill. Yamaguchi. Hey, man, you got a cell phone?
Tuxedo.
Yo, I'm gonna set that all up.
Hey, Alex, I'm sorry. I need you and roughed you up a little in there. You okay?
Oh, my gosh, don't be ridiculous. No, I'm fine. I thought that was great. No, is that when you need me? I love that.
You didn't?
I mean, I didn't.
You
loved that? Well, I just felt it, you know, helped sell it, made it convincing.
Don't forget, wait to turn this on. The tracking satellite's only good for the next 72 hours.
So that's more than we need.
All right, set us up. You know the drill.
Hey, listen to that bay.
Spy stuff.
Rule number one, always have a sure way out.
Hey, Rachel.
What's up?
It's weird. It feels like a stakeout, doesn't it?
No, not really.
Rachel dons a chauffeur's hat and climbs into the driving seat of a stretch limo. Kelly and Alex get into the back and they drive off. An illuminated bridge stretches across a wide river towards a luxurious palace. As the limo approaches a welcoming red carpet, Rachel adjusts a handheld navigation system.
And we are live.
Hey, what's that for?
This, my friend, is how I'm going to break this case wide open. With your help, of course. It's an exact replica the Pen Gundars carries.
There's an IHB tracking device built into the chamber.
Technology.
If Alex can plant it on him, we can follow his movements.
Okay, let's do this then. Nice shifting, Rachel. Now, these stick shifts can be a little tricky, make it look easy.
Thank you.
Surfer boy, please tell me you ain't just say nice shift.
Don't worry about it, okay?
You really like that girl, huh?
Rachel? No.
Yes, you do.
I am a very big fan.
How you doing? You a fan, too? Let's go around, babe. How you doing? Kelly Robinson, 57 years old. You got that?
No, I'm with you, Will. I'm with you. Kelly, tell these guys I'm with you. I'm with the boxer.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen that man before in my life. Y'all should take him around the back, shoot him in his ass.
Hey, no,
I'm just playing. I'm playing. It's a joke, man. Don't shoot the guy. Let him go. He's with me. Sorry about that, guys. Take it easy.
It's a bad start.
That's revenge for that hotel back there. Now we even.
Okay, you did your job, now let me do mine.
A boxing match is taking place while nearby, Kelly greets the crowds of partygoers.
Hey, y'all looking at the fastest man in the world right now. Y'all do better than that. Hey, y'all ready for the Slugfest in Budapest?
Hiya.
That's good. All right, yeah, hey, look, it's an honor for me to let you meet me. How about that, huh? All right, good meeting you, man. Take it easy. I like him. I like the way he talks. Sounds cute.
Congratulations, you just met Warren Montehita.
Who's that?
He controls death squads that he hires out around the world. They kill thousands of innocent people every year.
Gundars.
All right, here he comes.
He has Gundars?
Kelly snatches the pen from Alex.
Mr. Robinson,
Hey, Mr. Gundars. Pleasure's all mine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, your fight here promises to be the most exciting event that Budapest has seen in quite some time.
Well, look, since you're such a nice guy, I ain't gonna break your boy up too bad. How about that, huh?
Thank you.
Mr. Robinson, here's your champagne.
Oh, thank you so much, man. And
I'm sorry to interrupt you. If you'll be so kind, one of the ladies in the film requests an autograph.
Oh, no problem at all. But you have a pen I could use?
I don't.
Didn't I tell you at all times to keep a pen, huh? Didn't I tell you that?
Sir, I apologize.
You're supposed to be my personal assistant. You walking around here penless.
I'm sorry,
I said at all times
again.
Have a pen on a pencil, didn't I? Huh?
All right.
Mr. Gundars. See, now Mr. Gundars is always prepared. Thank you so much. Now he's always hold the champagne for a second. Got to be prepared at all times, man. I'm real disappointed with your services. I just want you to know that. Take that. Here you go. Clown ass. Tell you it's hard to get, you know, somebody's gonna do their job the right way. Oh, I'm sorry about that, man. It's a false habit. Here's your pen, Mr. Gundars.
Well, enjoy the party.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Nice meeting you, too.
I have some business to
take care of your business. Take care of your business, Mr. Gundars. Hey, you a real player. Gundars! Yeah, you know I had that situation controlled.
You should have.
No, you didn't.
Okay, he's taking off. You need to create a distraction.
Create a distraction? What do you mean distraction? Do what?
Make a scene. Make a scene or do something. That should come easy for you. Make a scene.
Make a scene? Yeah! Fattest man on the planet! Cedric Mills, where you at? Come on, everybody! Cedric, where you at? Come on, y'all, let's get the show going on here. Where's Cedric Mills at? Everybody gather around! Hey, come on, y'all. Hey, break that up for a second. Come on, y'all look great. That's great, but come on, get out the ring. It's about me and Cedric tonight. Cedric Mills, where you at, boy? Hey, Cedric, you in the house? I know I seen you. Oh, there you go, Cedric. What you doing down there having a steroid cocktail?
I do not tag the steroids.
Oh, you don't? Well, you're gonna need some if you're gonna get up in the ring with me, boy. Hey, look, let's give the people a little preview. Get up in here. They wanna see what you look like anyway. Come on, don't be scared, Cedric. I ain't gonna hurt you. Cedric Mills, everybody. Cedric Mills in the flesh. That's a brave man there. He gonna get in the ring with Keller Robinson. Yeah, that's like swimming with Jaws.
In a private office.
Well,
are you ready? I want to see the plane first.
I'm sorry, but only the highest bidder would have that privilege.
Is it really invisible?
How long have you been in Budapest?
3 days.
3 days. Well, you've probably driven past it at least half a dozen times. Now, if you'd enter your bid into the computer.
The businessman reluctantly taps something into a laptop on the desk.
And you know what? I usually make all the predictions, but let's do a little flip, huh? Let's let Cedric make the prediction. Cedric, what round do you think I'm gonna knock you out in?
Hey, you stop jokes now, okay?
Oh, well, what you
gonna do? Or I will stop
him. Oh, you gonna stop him? He's incredible. He ain't a dog. We're getting all mad, making that mean thing. I will stop them. I like that. Hey, let's give the people a little preview, huh? Open-handed. I wanna see how fast y'all anyway. Let's do that.
Okay.
Open-handed. Y'all like to see that, wouldn't you? Little open-handed scratch. Come on. Put your hands up. What you got? How you bringing? That's how you move? That's what you coming with? Well, you definitely getting your ass whipped. Tell you what, now I'm gonna hit you in your jaw. Right jaw with left hand. Put your guard up now. I'm pretty fast now. You ready? Here it come. You ready? Here it come. I told you I'd be ready to slap you. I come here and block the punch. Hey, what's wrong with you coming all hard like that? Boy, what's wrong with you, huh? You're crazy. You're supposed to be giving people a little taste. You won't hit me all hard, mom.
You was crazy.
Well, what's wrong with you, huh? What about kick your ass in front of everybody right now?
Here you go. Robinson versus Mills. The Transatlantic Championship tomorrow night here in Budapest.
Done. Well, the best of luck.
Thank you.
Oh, well, would you care for a glass of champagne? We have an excellent fountain.
Yes.
Remember, an undetectable nuclear delivery system could transform your tiny country into a superpower overnight.
When Gundars and the businessmen have gone, Alex lowers himself down from the ceiling on a rope into the circular room. He reaches the desk and is about to examine the laptop when he hears footsteps outside. He's only a few feet back up in the air when the door opens.
Oh, shit. Hey, what you doing hanging from the ceiling like that? What you doing?
What are you doing here? You're supposed to be outside. Go on, get lost.
Man, the distraction is a cop. I figured you might need some help.
Don't walk.
You ain't gonna be telling me what to do all the time. I'm Kelly Robinson, baby.
57 and old.
You don't talk to me like that. What's the problem?
You tripped the alarm. Yeah, you tripped it.
I ain't tripped no alarm. I don't hear no alarm. What you talking about, man?
See this?
Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, shit. Come here. Man, this is bad. We gonna get caught here because you didn't tell me about the alarm in time. This is your fault.
Put that on.
What is this?
It's a mask. Put it on.
This look like a sock.
It's a spy mask. It's a special spy mask.
All right, put it on. Look like a sock. Hey, man, this is a sock. What you doing?
I'm trying to put this on. Will you let me do this?
You're tickling me and shit. Are you sure you're...
Come here.
You're tickling me, man. Just tell me what's going on. What's going on?
I'm losing. I'm
nervous, but I'm tickling at the same time. You're going to start tickling people.
Wow, this imagination I dream was going to be this difficult.
Before you enter your bid, Mr. Harvey, let me remind you that an undetectable nuclear delivery system...
While we spin.
Beast.
Huh? Hey, why we spin?
Don't breathe.
Hey, come on now. We can't be spinning like this. I can't be spinning like this. I'm gonna get queasy. Hey, man, I'm getting queasy. And I don't like it. And I'm spinning and I'm gonna vomit.
They fall to the floor.
Oh, man, what kind of cheap ass equipment they send you on this mission with?
The anchor, bro.
You're supposed to check the anchor first. That's Spy School 101.
I wasn't expecting you to be here.
Hey, that's cool.
The plans will be verified.
Gundars and another businessman enter the room.
I would like you to enjoy our local specialities.
Sir?
Sir, the silent alarm has just been set off.
Please, sir, I need a few moments alone.
What about my bed?
Oh, don't worry, you'll get your chance. Enjoy.
Lock the door.
Gundars and his two henchmen look up to the ceiling where Alex and Kelly are flailing around.
Get on the roof.
Right here, just go through the opening.
Hey, you won't make me fall off. Don't you make me fall off.
No, go through it.
Lock this wing down.
You know, I was born a semi-psychic, and I had a bad hunch something was going to happen in that room back there.
Then why'd you go into the room?
I'm only semi-psychic. I ain't Miss Cleo.
They are on the dome. Locked to good death.
It's like you're a double agent. Like you're working against me.
Just get them now.
Alex and Kelly abseil down a great dome and shelter between two statues while bullets rain down on them.
You know I like this better when it was a test!
Jump! You gotta jump!
What? Hey, man, you crazy! I ain't jumping down there!
Is that a better idea?
Look, you better come up with something, because I ain't jumping!
Can you play? Wait right here. Don't move.
What you doing?
Okay.
Hey, man, don't leave me up here.
What's that?
What?
Alex runs at him, sending them both flying off the ledge onto a small marquee below.
Okay, that wasn't that bad.
What did I tell you?
Are your legs numb?
Oh, come on, let's do it. What's next?
Rule number one, always have a sure way out. Walk, 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 walk.
Hey, Lucaso, come on!
Run, run, now we run, now we run.
Dressed as waiters, they make a break for it, but are chased by Gunda's men who open fire. They race onwards towards some enormous iron gates.
This is your sure way out?
No, it's the way to the sure way out.
Go through it.
Come on, man.
Alex secures the gates behind them and they race off.
Could you move? Look out. Lose the jacket.
Hey, are we still on the way to the sure way or is this it?
This is it. The sure way out.
This is it.
They're on a slow-moving funicular railway.
Kelly, it's here. It's here. We are home free, my friend.
Okay, there's a guy coming down the steps.
Kick him if he gets close. Kick him with the ball.
I'm not kicking him. He got a gun. How am I kicking him? He got a gun.
Don't be defeated. Stay on my side.
Hey, look at what's happening.
The railway car is riddled with bullets, and they dive for cover.
We gonna die. They gonna kill Kelly Robinson.
Don't be negative. Check outside.
Hey, the guy's still coming. The guy's still coming.
I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him.
Tell me when.
Now.
No.
Now.
No.
Now.
No.
Okay. Throw it. Throw it. Lob it over there.
Smoke grenade. Throw it.
They got bullets. We got smoke. Lob it.
Kelly throws a smoke bomb.
It's smoking.
I got a little backup.
Now what? Here, grab this.
They float above the smoke, grasping onto a large balloon.
I knew you had some up your sleeve. I never doubted.
Right.
All right. Okay. But how are we going to get down from here?
I think we're going to have to worry about that.
I don't vent.
Okay. You worried now?
I'm a little worried now.
Bring her gently down on that grassy hill there.
We're going down faster than I want.
Get ready, brace yourself.
The balloon gets caught on a flag, and they dangle at the entrance of a tunnel.
Hey, what happened to the soft grassy hill?
We missed it.
Their attackers rush to a line of cars.
Now we gotta let go when I say so.
Let go. Hey, man, I'm not letting go of this balloon.
We're gonna die up here, and we've got some bullseye. I don't know how many more lives we've got. We gotta let go when I say so, okay?
Okay. Ready? Get set.
Broke my leg. Oh, that's broken.
That's good. That's what your ass get. Oh, this crazy balloon shit. Kill me. Kelly Robinson hanging from a balloon.
Man. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Not what you want, bro.
They've landed on a car transporter, and Gundar's men have caught up with them.
Hey, man, they're still coming.
Man, these guys won't give up.
Okay, now what?
God, I wish that balloon worked better.
Hey, man, the balloon is over. We're here now. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Let me think. Hold on.
Come on, I got an idea. Come on, move around. Get in the car.
You got an idea? This I want to see. Now you be in the hot seat.
Kelly undoes some clips, then he climbs into the car next to Alex.
They could be in a different line of business before I became a boxer.
What are you doing?
You keep the keys on the hand.
Yeah, see that?
Well, you transport cars?
Something like that.
Here we go.
Kelly puts the car into reverse, pushing the line of vehicles behind. Eventually, one tumbles off the end of the lorry into the path of a car driven by one of Gundar's men. Crushed and battered, the first of Gundar's cars slows to a halt.
You did it!
Yeah. They're going to back me.
Another catches them up.
Hey. Okay. I got an idea.
What you gonna do?
You inspired me.
We're gonna try little Carlos.
Alex attaches a device to the car behind.
What are you doing? Go forward.
What? Pull forward.
The exploding car somersaults off the back of the lorry into the traffic behind.
Bang! That was a big explosion.
Bang!
The second of Gundar's cars screeches to a halt through a ball of flames.
That's why everyone thinks Carlos is a better spy than me.
No, who's Carlos?
He's the spy everyone thinks is great. He's got more potent bombs than me.
His bombs are more potent than yours?
Yeah, it's like much.
Hey, that ain't right for Carlos.
Oh, there's another one.
Okay, this one's mine. Let me show you a little something they don't teach you over at the BNS.
What?
Kelly presses a button which lowers a ramp onto the third of Gundar's cars, allowing them to reverse off the lorry.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good!
They speed away.
Unbelievable back there.
Oh, man, that was you. Oh,
come on, not me. You had the thing going down the Kelly Ramp side of one little bomb.
Little bomb!
It was like,
here they are.
They race towards an archway where the road cuts through a wall. As they nip through, a lorry comes the other way, blocking the arch.
Good drive.
Okay.
Good drive.
Gundar's cars back up to let the lorry through.
What do we got here? Hey, man, no outlet here. We stuck, man.
Hey, pull over here. Pull right here. Stop. Give me the keys. Look what I got. Keys. Convertible. It's all yours. We're going to make a trade. If you're going to take that car, we're going to take your scooter. Jump on.
Kelly Robinson ain't getting on the back of no scooter like no bitch.
Hey, let's go. Come on, man.
Alex takes the scooter down some steps while Kelly clings on at the back.
Hold on.
The scooter flies out onto a road, landing heavily. As their pursuers round a corner towards them, Alex drives the scooter away.
It's like a nightmare!
Yeah, it's a nightmare! They're shooting! I'm in the back! Hey, man, you better come up with something! You're gonna make a break for daylight! Tuck your elbows in!
Two trams are traveling in opposite directions across the road, and when they've gone, they leave behind the scooter, crushed and overturned in the middle of the road.
What's that smell? Man!
Go down the tunnel!
Kelly looks round.
This is the sewer!
Oh, we're stuck. Is there an opening?
There's some balls of shit over here. We can't get out.
Just stand back to the side.
Oh, shit!
You okay?
I made $24 million last year. I'm standing down here in a river, a human sludge. You ask me, am I okay?
You made $24 million last year.
Yeah, 24.7.
A torch beam.
I ain't leaving.
Say night.
Now light him out. Shit, it stinks.
Don't breathe in too deep.
Methane
will make you loopy.
Nah, I might get loopy from standing, breathing this human. You know what this is, right? This is the nastiest place in all of Hungary.
How are you feeling, loopy? You're starting to look a little loopy.
Yes, kind of dizzy. Got a buzz.
Okay. Where'd you grow up?
Hey, man, no offense, but I ain't one of those guys that you know, start pulling his heart out and get real personal with another guy, so save it for somebody else. My grandmother raised me. My grandmother.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, she's the one that, you know, put the time in, you know, day to day, you know, feeding, you know.
Sounds like a sweet woman.
Sweetest lady I've ever met. Oh, angel. My grandmother, the first person to ever punch me in the face. Not a hard shot. No, jab. You know, just let me know she was serious.
Parents don't take the time anymore.
Oh, that's love, you know. I mean, you got to love somebody, baby, to punch a baby in the face.
Kelly Robinson is just a scared little boy, that's all. Just a scared little boy.
Keep going, keep digging.
I mean, I put on this show, but inside, man, lots of times I be crying.
You ready for a bomb?
Tell me.
You and I are basically the same guy. Take away the boxing, take away the money.
Take away my money?
It's a metaphor. Take away all your women. Take away all the trappings of success. Mm. And you and I are the same guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I'm you.
No,
I'm you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're twins.
Oh, I've had a crush on Rachel for years. I just love her. She's power. Sexy. You saw the way she threw me over a beam. It's just like I was nothing. Just powerful.
You know what? I tell you what, if you feel that way about a girl, then you have to do something. Then you got to act on it.
No, I can't. You see how it is when I'm trying to talk.
No, man, you got to do something.
Over myself.
I see what you need to change on that.
Be honest with me. We're in the sewer.
Hey, okay. I ain't lying. Emma's one.
I don't have the Saffron Fair, that devilish charm. I've seen you.
No,
I'm not gonna sit here.
Oh, not shame. No, bust it. You do have Saffron Fair. You just have to unleash it.
You know, if you forget that this is a sewer,
it's kind of a beautiful place.
The sun comes up over the city at the BNS Warehouse HQ.
Oh, thank God! What happened? I thought you two were dead.
Gundar's men had us pinned down.
Did they see your faces?
No, we're okay. Have you been tracking the pin?
Yeah, never left the palace. He moved around until about 1:30, and it's been stationary in the bedroom ever since. He's not on to us.
Okay, I need you to let us know, Jim, the minute that pin moves. All right, the plane is still in Budapest, but the deal's going down today. Bob, I need you to get a helicopter in the air. I want you scanning every rooftop, parking lot, playground in this city. UV, infrared, throw everything you've got at it. Let's go.
We're on.
Kelly gestures towards Rachel.
Just zoom in on
them. Rachel, you look bad. Not tired. You must be exhausted. What a night is
that? I was driving around looking for you on the
way. Why don't you go in the back, take a little nap, you know? We'll give a yell if the pen moves.
You sure you guys can handle this without me?
You've been working real hard. I'm sure you got this covered. Go take a little nap.
All right, maybe I will for a sec, but call me if anything happens. I'm glad you're okay.
All right, thank you.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. The answer is yes, Playboy. No. Oh, yes, it is. Yes. Hey, come on, you're going in there.
I'm not going
in. Yes, you are going in there, and you're going to be devilishly charmed.
This is one of your foozies.
Never mind that. Hey, look, man, it's a girl. A girl is a girl.
No, this one's special. You got to put on a pedestal.
Well, we don't have a pedestal. All we got is a cot in the back.
I'll do it tomorrow.
No. You're going to do it today. Right now, on the cot in the back. I know you're in a good mood now. Let's do it.
Oh, you're going to be charming as hell, and I'm going to show you how we're going to do it. I'm going to unleash your savoir faire.
The contact lens camera.
Hey, it's me, Alex.
Alex?
I love the way you say my name. It's
the way the L flicks off your tongue when you say the L in Alex.
It's like the way the L flicks off your tongue. It's like Alex.
Say it one more time for me. Just let me hear you say it.
Alex, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm just,
I tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to make love to you so good and long, you're gonna be begging me to stop and keep going at the same time. See that?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to.
Alex hesitates.
Baby, I'm gonna make sure that you're okay, and now that I see that you are, you're all tucked in, you're doing fine. I'm gonna go back out, everything's fine out here, don't worry about us, we're doing fine. All right, go back to sleep, don't forget I came in, I'm just...
That's not what I said, hey, get back in there. No.
Your rap's not working.
We'll try tomorrow, we did our best, there's no shame in that. Kelly Robinson's rap works. Get your ass back in there, man, this is good shit. Give me...
Hey, I'm just before... I'm sorry to keep barging in like this. Let me just collect myself for a second, because I have something that I want to say, and if you don't mind, it's almost like a story that I feel I need to tell you.
That's good, that's a good way to cover up. All right, I'm gonna give you my secret weapon. Yeah, this is the shit that always works. Now listen, I want you to look in her eyes. All right, listen. Baby, I woke up this morning, a sea was storming inside of me. See that?
Baby, when I woke up this morning, I felt like there was a sea storming inside of me.
Inside of me?
inside of me.
And baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising.
And baby, I think I'm capsizing. I think I'm capsizing, and the waves just keep rising.
Rising,
rising,
and rising,
rising.
And when I get that feeling, I need sexual healing.
When I get that feeling, I need sexual healing. I just need sexual. I know it sounds crazy. I'm just, you know, but I'm trying to delirious. But it makes me feel so fine.
And it's good for us.
And it's good for us.
Sexual healing, baby.
Sexual. It's healing.
Okay.
I don't know what else I can say.
You're cute. You know, I've always had a little crush on you.
I told you.
Really? You did?
It's hot in here, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, good lord, jeez.
Oh shit, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now you go over there, and you bite her on the ass real hard.
No!
Yes!
No, 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 no.
No?
No, 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 no. Yes to you.
Yes?
Bite her!
No, no.
Bite her!
No!
No?
No, no, yes. But to go back to where you were,
Bite! Bite her! They love that shit. Don't break the skin, but bite it good so, you know, afterwards it's a mark on her ass. They love that shit, boy. She'll show all her friends. And look at my mark, what he did.
Aww. I know what you want.
Rachel walks over to him.
It's okay. You can trust me.
She pushes him roughly against the frosted window, knees him in the groin, then throws him down onto the bed.
Oh, are you okay?
I think you broke my spine. But in a good way.
As Rachel starts to unbutton her top, Alex presses a button on his watch.
Hey! Hey, come on now. Hey, come on now. Let me at least see the goods.
Hey, the pen just moved. Let's go, let's go, let's go!
Let's move! Gotta go, let's go, let's go!
Pen
moved. No. Are you sure?
Yes.
A car screeches out of the warehouse. Alex is in the back seat, looking at the tracking device.
Okay, looks like he's out of the car and headed for the baths.
Wait a minute. Why is he going to the baths?
As long as the guy not going to the pit store, who cares where he's going?
Stakeout. Stakeout. Stakeout, guys.
In the heart of the city, they pull up outside a building with a gargantuan carved stone entrance. They get out of the car.
Take the back, okay?
Wait a second, Rachel, be careful.
You too, okay?
Please. Come on, man. Come on.
You realize I could save the world, make box of history all in one day?
All right.
Lord, give me a parade. Ticker tape parade. Confetti and all that shit. Big ass parade. Glitter. Give my own day.
More slip there,
a man's watching them as they walk through the ancient lobby.
Parade.
Nasty as hell up in here. Smelling like ass soup all over the place.
Just lost the signal.
What?
It's frattled. Maybe the walls are too thick in here. No. Something's wrong. Come on.
We can't walk away from this. We have to go back there right now and get that plane.
Fired up today. I like your enthusiasm. I don't want to lose it. But sometimes when you're a spy, you move forward. Sometimes you move back. Now we move.
No, hell, I don't want to hear that shit. Listen to me, man. I told you I was semi-psychic, right? I got a hunch on this, man. 7 out of 10 of my hunches are correct. 7 out of 10 is a high ass ratio. We got to go with them numbers, man. Like right in here, all in this area. I'm vibing this. Right now, I know the plane is in here. I know it. Trust me on this. Hey, what you know about the leafy bug, sissy?
Let me at that.
What?
Turuk is a cap.
Kick your ass, I find it.
Kelly.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on, you gonna feel it?
There's nothing in here.
You must be crazy, man. I can feel something.
There's a lot of old guys hitting each other with sticks.
Some minutes. I feel it. Something's going on in here. Something's definitely going on. Hey, what's your name, boy?
Yes, it's okay.
Yeah. He's talking all that bibbity shit because he knows something. I'm telling you, something's in here, man. I feel it.
Okay, you know what we learned? We learned we can't trust your gut, and I'm glad that I learned that right
You can
now.
Trust my gut. I told you 7 out of 10
maybe
times.
Maybe the plane's over there. Maybe it's over in the whirlpool.
Someone pulls a gun from under a towel.
Gun!
As he and Kelly crawl along the floor, Alex shoots at a gunman in a towel. He fires at another.
you knew there was a plane.
I said a vibe. I felt the vibe.
Like a fool, I listen.
Another gunman appears.
Are you gonna show a way out of here?
I followed you in here. Why would I have a sure way out?
Kelly upturns a table, using it like a shield.
Man, what are you shooting at?
Trying to hit the pipes.
We're gonna throw this up there. We're gonna create a spark. Come on, I said ready. Okay, go.
Alex fires at a pipe.
Oh, I got it.
It's gonna blow.
Alex and Kelly jump to safety as the pipe explodes, sending two of Gundar's men flying. The room turns dark, and Alex jumps up from their hiding place as the dust settles.
We gotta warn Rachel!
As they rush off, Alex picks up a gun from the floor. Outside the baths, a car screeches away as Alex and Kelly run through a cafe.
There goes Gundar! Rachel, no! It's a setup!
She speeds after them, and her car blows up. There's a second bigger explosion, and Alex looks devastated.
Man!
Rachel's car is a smoldering wreck.
Let's go.
That's it?
Yeah, Kelly, that's it.
You all right, man?
What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. I think you're messed up and you need to talk about it.
Yeah, is that what you think? Rachel's dead, okay? She's dead because I've been listening to you. I'm done.
I know you're upset. You know, Rachel was a good woman.
Yeah, she was a good woman. She's gone. You're still here, though. Semi-psychic guy.
Hey, now, wait a second. I know you ain't blaming that back there on me.
No, of course not. Who can blame you? It's not your fault. You're the king of the universe. You just want to have Kelly Robinson dead. Have the parade.
Hey, slow it down. You need to back up off that because I don't like your tone. You finna get your ass whipped.
Really? Is that one of your hunches? Or is that just some of the normal crap that comes out of your mouth? Oh, remember what I said in the sewer about how we're the same guy? I'm not you. Thank God I'm not you. I would hate to be you.
All right, this last straw. I gotta whip your ass now.
You wanna fight me?
No, ain't gonna be no fight. I'm gonna whip your ass.
Let me take off my jacket.
Take your jacket off.
This is gonna amuse me.
You find going to the dentist amusing, then it's getting ready to be ha-ha funny.
It's in a boxing room. There's no ref here.
No, I don't need no referee.
In this position, I know about 11 ways I can totally immobilize you and your life right
now. Oh! How much from that position? Huh? And that was my left hand. I hit you with my right hand. You've been drinking meat through a straw.
Alex flips to his feet.
Well, you're looking surfer, boy. Show me some of that good spy shit. Hey, shit.
Now, if they're going 6 inches higher, you'd be in a coma right now. You okay?
You want to use your feet to get those kicks like a little bitch.
As they each bend over, clutching their groins, a police van arrives.
You got me!
Hands up! What's going on here? The black guy. He mugged me.
Why am I only getting arrested? Hey, this is bullshit. He kicked me in my nuts. I don't know why I'm getting only getting arrested. I got kicked in my nuts. He kicked me in my nuts. How come you just arrested the black man? My nuts was kicked.
Now, Alex is running towards the warehouse HQ. He pulls open the door and is shocked to discover that inside, the place has been ransacked. He scans the room and steps inside, reaching for a gun beneath his jacket. Hearing the telephone, he walks over to an overturned table and reaches into a drawer, pulling out a mobile phone.
Yeah?
Alex, where the hell are you? Yeah. I've been calling for 3 hours.
I know.
We hit a few snags. Snags? I'm sending backup right now. What's your location?
No, it's all fine.
It's all fine?
No, look, I'm headed to the castle tonight. I'm gonna try to track Gundar's to the plane.
You don't know where it is yet? I knew you'd screw this up. Look,
I gotta go, Mac. No, I gotta go.
I'm telling you, dude, never been this late, man.
Brother can't tell time no more. That's the problem. Oh, Kelly. Hey, where you been, brother?
Yeah, man. Who you been with?
See, if you hang with us instead of Ray, man, none of this shit would have happened. Never mind him. He ain't our problem no more. Let's just go down here and get 58.
At At Gundar's palace, a man takes a case from the boot of a car and heads towards the building. Alex sneaks out from behind a bush, carrying a large black gadget with the word micro-tracker on the side. He attaches it to underneath the car, but it falls off. He picks it up and tries to stick it back, but it falls again.
Piece of shit micro-tracker.
You're a very lucky man, Mr. Zutan.
I feel like I just won the lottery.
Hearing the voices, Alex climbs into the boot of the car.
My government's point of view is that no price is too high. Clearly.
Gundars and his associate get into the car, and a henchman slams the boot shut. At the boxing match, Kelly winks at Cedric Mills as they warm up in the ring.
On the 15th hole, Eagle, first time ever.
Really?
As Gundar's car crosses the bridge, Alex attaches a wire to the roof of the boot. He screws his eyes up while trying to listen, then grimaces in pain. He rips the wire angrily.
Duke of Vila, coin of his team. Everybody talks about what's up, they do it. Kevin K.O. Robin! Yes!
This baby! Kramer, take the car off the bridge away from the track.
I don't see it.
Well, no, that's the whole point, isn't it? You can't see it. That's what you find, isn't it?
That's true.
As the car pulls off again, Alex starts to bang about. The driver hears the noise and stops the car, turning off the radio. He walks around to the back, but when he opens the boot, Alex kicks him hard in the face.
Thank you.
Alex looks up at the bridge.
Wait a second. Come on. Is that it? Please. Finally.
Well, now perhaps you'll believe me when I tell you. You've driven past it at least half a dozen times.
On the roof of one of the bridge turrets, Zutam sends his pilot over to a translucent liquid-like shape in front of them.
Come, Celia.
Zutam goes over to the almost invisible craft and places a hand up to its hull.
It is the most incredible thing I have ever seen.
Shall we conclude our business?
Gentlemen, to the center of the ring. I've explained the instructions in the dressing room. You are both professional fighters, and I expect you to conduct yourself professionally. Shake hands now.
On the bridge, Gundars taps something into his laptop.
It looks like my computer is $1 billion healthier, which makes you, the proud owner, the most advanced piece of weaponry on the planet. Watch this.
He presses a button, and the plane comes into view.
The ignition code.
Gundar shakes hands with Zutam, who hands the codes over to his pilot. At the boxing match...
And here we go, round one for the Super Middleweight Championship of the World!
Okay, sis, come on. What's that going swelling on, huh? Left or right?
Mills pummels Kelly against the ropes. At the base of the turret, one of Gundar's henchmen is watching the fight on a small television set. Alex sneaks in, and seeing a long electric wire, he plugs it into a nearby circuit board.
What are you doing?
I'm working.
After getting a massive electric shock from the banister, the henchman falls. Alex unplugs the wire and runs up the stairs, switching off the television as he passes. On the roof, the pilot inserts the codes, while another man attaches a yellow cylinder to the bottom of the aircraft.
That looks like an old-fashioned thermonuclear warhead. It's a bit primitive, isn't it?
They won't think so in Washington.
Alex opens a door, holding his gun out ahead of him. Then, as the pilot taps a code into the instrument panel, Alex steps quietly out onto the roof, aiming the weapon at Gundar's head.
Tell your men to drop their guns. Tell them!
Do as he says.
Get your hands up!
You too, Mr. Zutam.
Do it!
Zutam makes his men lower their guns.
You didn't think you could fool BNS, did you?
Oh, Rachel.
I guess we did, Alex.
You're alive.
Don't tell anyone.
Robinson having his way, combination to the head. And a left hook shares the challenger. Here comes Robinson and here comes Mills. Body shots by the challenger Mills. Holding on to him, tying the champion up.
No, that was pretty convincing, the whole I'm dead thing.
You pick up a few tricks over the years?
Yeah, you certainly do.
You really should have caught it.
Yeah, I should have. I guess I was a little distracted by the sound of my heart breaking.
The cockpit.
Code invalid.
Tia!
That's not good. Is that good?
Who is Tia?
What the hell did you do?
I entered the ignition code, that's all.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
The plane must have a self-destruct mechanism if the wrong code is entered.
No, that is the correct code. I saw Lieutenant Percy fire the engine myself. Look, just get it handled, Agent Wright. That's what you're paid to do.
In the ring.
He ain't done nothing to earn your respect. It's all on you. It's number 58 going down right now. You hear what I'm saying? How you feeling, baby?
58.
How you feeling?
58.
You good?
Damn. She may want to braid that.
And this world championship fight rages on.
The code times out, doesn't it?
Well, like a safety precaution in case the plane were stolen or something?
Washington sent you to fly the plane home. I assume you know the correct code.
Careful with assumptions. That has a way of coming back kicking you in your ass, don't they?
Robinson, measuring Mills out. The wicked left hook by Robinson.
Just got to retain you.
I don't have time for this.
If I had known you were for sale, I would have put in a bid myself.
Kelly punches Mills.
The code, Alex.
As she kicks him, she clips his watch, activating the contact lens cam.
Robinson dancing around. What is this? What's going on here?
It almost looks like he's fighting an invisible opponent.
While Kelly dodges Rachel's moves, Mills punches him in the face.
And now goes Robinson! Yeah. Unbelievable!
Rachel, you're not getting this plane off the bridge.
Five, six,
Kelly Robinson seven. Is down for the okay. First time in his career!
Can you continue?
Okay, I'm all right.
All right, let's go.
Yeah,
all
right.
Let's go, go!
Rachel pulls out a knife.
That's gonna get messy.
You to go down.
Kelly punches Mills and knocks him out.
And Mills is down!
There it is! There it is!
Give me the target! Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
I don't think he's gonna make it.
You're out!
It's over! Kelly Robinson is still the Super Middleweight Champion of the world!
Alex writhes in pain.
Robinson foregoing his usual flamboyant victory lap. He bolts the ring.
Impressed, Alex. You're tougher than I thought. There's one thing that will always make a man talk.
She lowers the knife to his belt and slices through it.
Cutting my belt?
Take off his pants.
I take off my pants? Hold it. Wait a second.
He sneaks into the turret, stepping over the electrocuted guard and picking up his weapon before heading up the stairs.
Easy, easy. Come on, take it easy.
Alex spots Kelly, and after sharing a look, he headbutts one of his captors. Kelly hits the other while Alex grabs a gun.
What are you doing here? You turned on the eye thing, so I had to come and save your ass.
I did.
That's a huge gesture. That must mean you really love me.
Hey, don't get this shit twisted. I did this to secure my parade.
There's no getting around it, Kelly. You love me.
This is for the parade.
Nope, it's love.
Parade.
It's love.
Parade.
Love.
Kelly Robinson Day Parade.
Move. gonna regret this shit!
They hide behind a huge iron bollard. Alex climbs onto the plane, then runs out of ammo. Suddenly, the pilot falls to the floor, and Alex looks up to see someone parachuting in. The parachutist takes out Gundar's men.
Hold your fire! Hold your fire! Who the hell is this guy?
Carlos.
I guess Max sent him in as backup for us.
Damn, he's like a super spy.
He's a spy, the same as me. He's not a super spy.
He ain't a spy like you, man. He got a fly-ass ninja outfit and parachute. We hanging from balloons and shit.
Gunners, tell your men to put down their weapons.
Seems to be quite a trend tonight.
Down! Alex, the code before we all blow up.
That's what I'm doing, Carlos. I was on my way to do it.
You're doing fine before you got here.
Mr. Zutam, I believe.
Carlos, careful. Rachel's a double agent.
Yes, I know, Alex. Yours too, Rachel.
Rachel drops her gun to the ground.
Apparently you've got a bad grip.
He touches her chin.
Now hold up. Wait a second now. Hey, Alex, man. This James Bond dude is with Rachel.
Not now, Kelly.
Man, I got the mother of all hunches, man. I'm telling you, this guy is bad. I can feel it right now.
Kelly, I said not now. Let me figure this out.
How the big shot know Rachel was bad?
Kelly, got 45 seconds to figure out this very complicated logarithmic code. We're all gonna die because we're gonna blow up.
Why don't you stick to your perfume ads and leave the espionage to me?
No, Carlos, don't say that to him.
Hey, Zorro is not perfume, all right? It's cologne. Yeah, Kelly, go!
Kelly floors Carlos, and everyone grabs their weapons. Rachel shoots Gundar's and picks up the case that he drops.
Come on, here we are.
Code invalid.
Come on.
18, 17, 16.
While Kelly shoots at Gundar's accomplices, Alex struggles with the codes in the cockpit. Alex pulls a box from beneath the instrument panel.
Sequence aborted.
I got it. No, I don't.
He throws the box over the turret and it explodes.
Hey, don't do it. Put that shit down. Put the gun down. Put it down right now.
Bring it down, okay? But I'm on your side. I'm with BNS.
Yeah, what do BNS stand for with you, bitch? That needs some slapping?
I was just trying to make sure Carlos doesn't get his hands on this computer.
You think I believe that shit, huh? What's wrong with you? Hey, you here trying to flip the script?
Well, now she's saying she's good? I gotta hear this, Rachel. This should be rich.
Alex, we've suspected Carlos was dirty for months. Mac and me pretend to team up with him so we could finally nail him.
Why didn't they tell me?
Come on, Alex, you know how this stuff works. It's all on a need-to-know basis, you know that. Besides, Mac didn't want you protecting me at the wrong time. That's all Carlos would have needed. He's so insanely jealous of us.
He is?
If he knew how we felt...
Go easy now. Don't be creeping up and shit. She got long legs, bitch, and sneakers. She kick it.
He's always known I wanted to work with you.
You wanted to work with me?
Yeah.
What, like on a stakeout?
Alex, don't you know how I feel about you?
It's possible. My head is just spinning. I don't know what to make. I can't deny I feel the same way,
though. What you feeling is you dizzy from massive blood loss because the bitch stabbed you 15 minutes ago. What's wrong with you?
Kelly, I could have crippled him for life if I wanted to. I mean, you've got full mobility in your leg, right?
It doesn't feel that bad.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea. Carlos was jealous of us?
Okay, look, that's enough. I can't listen no more to this shit, man. What's wrong with you? You blinded right now. You booty blinded. You know what that is? It's like being snow blinded, only it ain't no snow. It's a cute little piece of ass.
No. She's telling the truth. You don't understand, Kelly. This is the spy world. They're agents, they're double agents, and sometimes they're pseudo-double agents. It's actually pretty standard stuff.
And y'all be stabbing each other and shit, that's standard?
Yeah, it's pretty standard. Alex, look out!
Carlos appears from behind Alex, who expertly deflects his karate chops. Kelly to Rachel.
Don't you move! I'm watching your asses!
Alex, you idiot! I'm on your side!
Kelly grabs Carlos's ponytail, and it comes off in his hand. While Carlos is distracted, Alex knocks him unconscious.
Oh, boss, this Vitalis and shit all over me.
Oh. I'm having like a buzzsaw.
Oh, did you see
Alex? Don't grab his ponytail, he's gonna kill me. It's like looking in the eyes of the devil.
Where's Rachel?
Yeah, where is Rachel, huh?
She gone.
Didn't I tell you that bitch was bad?
If you knew she was bad, why didn't you keep an eye on her?
You don't want to say she was good.
You can't listen to what I'm saying. I'm bleeding out of my leg from a knife wound. I'm delusional. Okay. You said yourself okay, I'm blind.
Now you flip. Okay, you blinded now, but a minute ago you was feeling something.
Two fools just let Rachel escape with Gunther's computer that has all the passwords to his numbered accounts. It's worth billions of dollars. Mac knew you would screw this up, Alex. That's why he sent me.
With billions of dollars. You hear this guy? He's still a bad guy, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody keeps flip-flopping around. I can't keep it straight. It's murky.
You just said it was standard.
I know what I said. Now it's gotten murky.
There ain't no girl involved. Now it's murky when ain't no girl involved, huh?
Oh, yeah. I see how it go.
I'll tell you one thing, good or bad. I'm tying this guy up. We tie everybody up. That's the new rule until we figure out for certain.
Stop stressing. That's a leafy bug, babe. That's what we set out to do, and we got it.
We got the plane.
We got the plane. We heroes.
You're right. Let's go.
Look at that.
Hey, you want to say something cool?
Alex makes the plane disappear.
Man, that is some super fly, super spy shit. Let me try that. Let me see. What is it? What you press?
The first step button.
Okay.
Invisible.
I gotta get that shit put on my car. You know how clean my garage gonna look? Visible. Invisible. Visible?
Careful, don't wear out
just
the
relax.
Button.
Just relax. Let me have some fun.
No, this is his specialness after all.
Come on, stop tripping. Hey, come on, man. Why you acting like that old... Why all the time you got to be tripping? Why can't you play with the thing, man?
You broke it.
I broke the shit. How I break it, you gonna reach for the shit like a little child, knock it out of my hand, and then I broke it.
Are you happy now? How am I gonna explain this? I show up with the plane and broken remote.
You think they gonna be worrying about the remote controllers, dead bodies and asses sizzling all over the roof? You think they'll be thinking about that? Come on, man.
All right, let's go. We're heroes.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get my parade too, huh?
Maybe so
my ass. I'm gonna definitely get parade behind this.
All right, settle back. I'm gonna fire this baby up. And that is why they call it the Switchblade.
Alex moves the joystick, and the plane lifts gently off the roof.
All right, you ready for the ride of your life? Yeah, let's do this. Watch this.
They shoot off the roof and do a full spin before the control panel flashes nozzle failure.
Got a little wrinkle, not to worry.
The plane drops from the sky and belly flops into the river.
Hey! Get around! It ain't supposed to go out like this! It's supposed to die in the rain!
After a few moments, they float to the surface, along with Zhu Tam's warhead.
Are you okay? Okay. Hey, no! Hey, okay! You just crashed my parade down into the river!
We had nozzle failure! The thrust manifold went all haywire!
You didn't check it, did you? This is perfect! My first mission, I do everything right, and now thanks to you, I ain't a hero no more!
What is that?
This is my flotation device. Back up!
Joe, that's a bomb! Okay.
Say what?
That's a hyothermonuclear bomb!
Hey, man, if you know what that shit is, why you got it floating around here then?
No, it's okay, it's not armed.
Holy shit, can you imagine if this thing had gone off?
Of course, you would have killed millions of people.
And they didn't arm it?
They didn't get a chance to.
You know why they didn't get a chance to arm that thing? Because we stopped them. That's right, we stopped them. You know what that means?
I think so.
We're heroes again.
Damn it, you're right.
You bet your pink ass I'm right.
We're heroes
That's
again.
That's right.
Even without the flame.
We're heroes.
This is the proof right here.
That's right.
This bomb.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm going to call the president. We're going to get the Congressional Medal of Honor and a parade. Oh, this is going to be fantastic.
Monte Carlo, 36 hours later. Rachel's in disguise. Has my bank transfer come through?
Not yet, Miss Tezio.
She looks at a newspaper the waiter has handed her and smiles. She turns her attention to the laptop in front of her and types in a code for one of Gundar's accounts. A message pops up reading, "Do you know that our satellites have been tracking you through this computer?" Another message appears reading, "Don't look so surprised." She gets up and bumps into Alex.
Oh, Rachel, where are you going? You forgot your drink.
Alex, how are you?
Came prepared this time.
Smart.
Hey, where you going, huh? Back up. What, you thought you was going to get away this time?
Over here.
Nah, you thought you was going to make a fool out of Kelly Robinson? I don't think so. When I have my parade, I'm going to tie your ass to the front of a float.
Alex? How about a stakeout in Greece for 2 weeks?
Stakeout?
Yeah.
2 weeks?
Hey, the answer is still no.
I know. I was just...
I'm just imagining it for a second. There's no harm in that.
Well, you taking a long ass time. Just tell her no, man. You're getting lost in the shit. No.
No.
In fact, say hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no, biatch.
Sorry. Spell wore off.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, boys, I'm glad you guys got all the news coverage.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She's just always gonna have the last word.
She always gotta say some shit, huh? What you talking about, news coverage? Ain't been no news.
Kelly, is that Carlos?
Super spy hero thoughts nuclear.
So Carlos was good.
Hey, man, we the ones to save the day.
Is this a parade?
Yes, that's a parade. Look at all the spectacle and the glitter and shit, man. That's my parade. He stole my parade from me.
I don't know what to say.
I know what to say. Bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Kellen, we need to get debriefed. We gotta go to Washington, get debriefed.
I ain't going no place.
Come on, I don't blame you. It's just I was looking forward to testing out the hover gel with you.
Kelly hesitates at the door.
The what's a gel?
Hover. It's a gelatinous hydrogen dioxide. It's 12 times lighter than air. You kind of smear it all over your body, and as long as you're in an oxygen-rich environment, it allows you to float down to Earth like a bird.
Like a jelly bird?
Yeah. Yeah, like that's the street name for it, jelly bird. Exactly. They're going to have a couple for us on the transport plane. Plan was they're going to drop us off over D.C., and we just kind of float down like birds. They're going to be press and photographers, so it's going to be a whole spectacle, but...
But what are we waiting on? Let's go do this then.
Let's do it?
Hell yeah, I'll do that shit. Float like a jelly bird. Let's go right now, man.
Let's go.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to always dream I'd be able to fly.
Are you serious?
I told my grandmother, she said I was a damn fool. That was made her punch me the first time. Yeah, because see, I told her. I can't believe it.
Get a couple jars of jelly on the plane and two parachutes.
I hate to take your crown.
What?
I hate to see you shake.
What?
I hate to take your drop.
What?
I hate to take your crown.
What?
I hate to see you shake.
What?
I hate to take your drop.
What?
I hate to see you shake.
What?
Shake your body till it breaks.
Hey, yo, stutter, stutter. I rap for the gutter, gutter. Capone is a hustler.
Right.
I rap, yo. Two shows and flip phone. I like that talk with me.
Uh-huh.
My flow is precise. With so much drama in the NYC, it's only right I ride for my Cody. N-O-R-E, I write when I wake up. Right till I wake up. Right staring at the window right in front of Jacob. I write poetic justice, words of fortune. They got me rocking big chain of birds. It's hawking. Skip two-way tagging. My mind futuristic like a Bentley wagon. Dad resents.
What's it really though? I just signed a new dealio. Making more money now. This my video. Idiot. Call them oh idiot. Now they making collect calls like Arsenio.
I hate to take your crown.
What?
I hate to see you shake.
What?
I hate to take your drop.
What?
I hate to see you shake.
What?
Just shake your body till it breaks.
Till it breaks.
Way and I can't stop. Hands on the ball and I won't drop.
No.
Half ride that you can't rock to. It ain't cause I want to, it's cause I got to.
Get a grip while the getting is good. Before the game is 10% skill and 90% Hollywood. I don't need that, I don't believe that. Everybody gon' get hurt if I do dirt. I flirt with the idea of quitting the game. Nah, I'ma evolve, continue to change. And take brains, balls, and backbone to get it on and keep it on. We're keeping it moving to each his own. So I spit about it, whatever I feel about it. I'm just being real about it. X get hot, forget about it. Speech don't fail me now. Dedicated to the enemies and friends that hold me down.
We back online, we ain't too bad. We deal, we act, we multiply. We stay on the grind until we die.
And back for more, cause we can't get enough.
Fuck the rest, accept no less. Go ahead, check the game, be my guest. Something brand new and heavy to get off my chest. Win time after time till there ain't none left. Hard hat, punch the clock, back to work. I'm bigger, stronger, faster, built to hurt. Everybody and anybody who come to my party like they ready to get rowdy and touch somebody. Who's that y'all came to see?
Max.
Often imitated but cannot be.
Max.
What's next? Collect respect like paychecks.